Welcome to Whispers by the Water Cooler, a podcast for interns by interns. I hear these guys have the best alpha. Oh my god, did you hear about that new NFT pooling swap farm? Whispers by the Water Cooler is a show brought to you by TerraSpaces.org and all of the fine interns at Intern Capital. I see some interns now. Let's go over there and see what they're talking about. Come on. Today is Saturday, October 23rd, 2021. I'm your host, Finn. Joining me today, we have a bunch of interns whispering by the water cooler. Let's start it off with intern. How you doing?
What's going on, guys? Intern, or a non-intern. I work with Apollo Dow, so, and Nero's my intern, so.
Nice. Max, how you doing, man?
Good. Thanks for having me here. Working with Altermail on Secret, but I was a lunatic first.
Very cool. We got Nero, intern's intern. How you doing, Nero?
Hey, Nero here, looking for non-interns. I started Intern Capital, but besides that, I just shitpost all day on Twitter.
Doing the Lord's work. And last but not least, we got Trevor. How you doing, Trevor?
I'm doing good. Working on a couple things. I'm with the team over at Angel Protocol. I'm sure you've heard of them. Then Tix. And we're launching the NFT launchpad pretty soon. But most of my time is spent complaining about how bad the Luna Crunks are.
What is this Luna Crunks? I'm not familiar with this. Is this something we should speak about for our NFT show here on Terra Spaces? Or is this something we should just get into right now? I mean, it's the intern whispers by the water cooler show. So we can do whatever y'all want.
You know, it's I'd love to hear from the interns because as a fellow intern, you know, I care what they think.
I mean, I think something funny that we could kind of talk about, I guess, is like what is Intern Capital? Because I still don't even really know what it is, I guess. But no, I definitely think that it, like, basically I just went to sleep one night and then like I woke up the next day and all of a sudden there was like Intern Capital Twitter. I think like it was Nero that just like started this like shit post in Twitter that he was like, oh, Intern Capital. And he just started messing around with it. And like, so I just woke up one day and like Intern Capital was there, like he just started posting it. So it literally just kind of started, like I said, like literally as a joke. So it was, I think Nero probably can explain how it happened. I don't really know how you started it.
That's awesome. About 90% of my crypto career has been started because of a joke. So I can feel that.
Yeah, I think it was like 12 days ago. I was just working my day job, but then someone tweeted to me on something about connecting dots. And then we were like, I think that was Jay. And then Puppy was inside that Twitter thread. And we were just like talking shit. And for a moment, we talked about like what staking tongues for some stuff here and there. And someone started saying that, you know, we could rent out tongues for interns to work with. And as a joke, I made the Twitter like 10 minutes after. And somehow, for some reason, in the first 6 hours, like, people just started following that Twitter for no reason.
Yeah, and then he told me, don't share the link to the Discord. I haven't built it, I'm not ready. So like the first thing I did was just share the link to the Discord just because we were kind of just messing around. Yeah, so and then he was like, damn dude, I wasn't ready to watch people. I'm like, dude, it's trial by fire. Let's just see what happens.
Yeah.
And I think we really wanna, I guess, use it as like a way to help onboard people that wanna get involved in the space. So kind of started as a joke, but I guess we can turn it into a way to onboard and hopefully kind of hire some interns through bounties and just kind of other stuff to help out those people that are kind of on the fence of, you know, working full time somewhere else and in crypto and like kind of make that jump. It's kind of a good place for them to kind of just intern, you know.
That's cool. So you mentioned the bounties, and that's something else we're going to kind of cover on here. But for people that maybe don't know much about the ecosystem and stuff, can you explain like what the bounty system is and how that works?
Yeah, so kind of the premise of a bounty is if you either want something to like more research done on something or, you know, you want, you know, some task that you give out and you give basically a price that you're willing to pay in the bounty. So, for example, we did like, oh, notes on this podcast or, you know, a meme about this, like you could redeem it basically for Luna. So we kind of set up just like a little bounty to help people get involved, and kind of just, it's a good way to onboard kind of people to the ecosystem too, if they can kind of earn a little bit just for, you know, participating, and not even if they're full time or developers or anything. It's kind of like stuff that almost anybody could do in a way. Like,
yeah. Community type stuff.
Yeah.
That's cool. That sounds like a good way to get like some logos and stuff made for Terra Spaces here. I'll kind of explain that. I was brought in by our friend Luna Loot, Kevin, and he said, hey, you know, you've been podcasting for a really long time and like nothing's come of it, so why don't you come over here and podcast with us and have nothing come of it? And I was like, dope, I'm all in. And so like I came and joined up. I met the Bag of Dicks people who I met before you guys, and I love those guys. We did an episode of the show called The Podcast, and we're kind of going to bring that into the Terra Spaces network here and have that as our NFT show. Whispers by the Water Cooler is going to be our more fun, laid back kind of just shooting the shit show with the people behind the scenes and stuff like that. And then we'll have at some point the official Terra Spaces show, which is going to be more like not professional, because like none of us are professional, but it's going to be more, I guess, standard as far as the way a show will work. We'll have interviews from developers of all of these different projects coming on to talk about their projects, and then we'll kind of focus on the good ones. There's so many projects in this space right now. I think that was the other point about having Terra Spaces, was that we can get the good ones and focus on them and give them a platform to come and talk. Not everybody wants to start a podcast. Not everybody has time to do that, but everyone can break off like a half hour to come bullshit with the interns here and talk about their projects. So we'll see what it develops into.
Yeah. I'm the worst. I never have all my stuff set up, like the settings. So I'm always like, I'm like known as like the person whose like notifications are always going off, or like their internet cuts out real quick. Like, I'm definitely that one. Like, I'm not going to make it, I swear.
It's okay. I'm going to edit out the notification sound and edit in an air horn every time. And then I'm going to put your email address in the show notes for people to contact.
Get his phone number too.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. Full docs.
My social security number too.
When team docs, please. Yeah, go ahead, Trevor.
Can I set up a bounty to like go and find you in Brooklyn?
Can we get Dog the Bounty Hunter to get that bounty to go do that? That'd be epic.
What if I create a new personality and then I redeem the bounty on myself?
I like this guy. He's one step ahead.
That that's Nero.
So like I mentioned, there are a whole bunch of different projects on Terra. I'd like to kind of hear, because I'm probably the newest out of the group here to the Terra space. I mean, I've been in it since Luna Loot told me about it a long time ago, but I'm not active in it like I am in the other blockchains. So like I'm in Apollo DAO. I mess with Pylon a little bit. I love Anchor. Obviously, Angel Protocol is doing great work, and I play with Loop a little bit, but those are really just the ones that I've found just kind of messing around. I'm curious what you guys are more into.
I know definitely for me, obviously I'm a big fan of Anchor because I'm always borrowing against my collateral. So definitely big Anchor user. I also am definitely really excited for Astroport. Obviously they kind of just released some new information about how they're going to be doing their token drop, and like, you know, how you can earn more incentives by bringing your LPs over to Astroport. So I'm definitely really excited for Astroport, as well as you know, having multiple DEXs in the ecosystem usually creates a lot of arbitrage opportunity, and it makes like kind of rates more competitive and all that kind of stuff, since there's a little bit of competition. So I'm really excited for you know, more DEXs to start going live, just to kind of get those juicy arbitrages going and a little bit more volume on the exchanges. And then obviously, you know, Mars Protocol as well, where, you know, they're going to have basically be able to leverage yield farming and uncollateralized lending and some pretty cool stuff. So I'm definitely excited for those two projects. And also Nexus, who can manage your LTV, so you know, can sleep at night and not worry about getting liquidated. So So I was going to ask,
like, we need like a wall of fame for liquidations for Anchor. Yeah. I've skated around not getting liquidated. I came really close the one time I got, you know, in deep and was really messing with it. And then I was like, all right, that's it. I'll take my 20% and I'll just sleep nice at night. I'm curious how many times you've been liquidated, though. Is this like a common occurrence? Do they troll you for it or what?
Actually, the first time I ever met Trevor, like the first thing that happened, like that exact night, I showed up with him and Jay Quant, and I sat down and I'm like, yeah, I just got liquidated last night. So I do get liquidated sometimes, like when I'm really degenning, but usually it's not too bad. Usually I just get like a little haircut, like when it gets down there. So
merely a flesh wound.
Yeah, I haven't lost the whole stack yet. So, but I only have about like, you know, like 20% of my like Luna that I'm borrowing against. So like, say if like, you know, worst case scenario, I got liquidated, I still have, you know, 70% of my Luna staked, but it would definitely be a tough hit. I think I lost like maybe like 700-800 Luna the last time I got liquidated in New York, and that one was rough. So I definitely lowered my borrowing a little bit after that.
And now that's like the very first thing that comes to mind every time I see you or talk to you or anything. I'm like, god damn, like that fucking lick.
Yeah, but I mean, I've made a bunch and lost a bunch using leverage and stuff, so I it's a great tool, but usually most traders I suggest not to use it, because like it's just gonna kind of drive you insane. Like,
and it requires a lot of babysitting, I notice. And yeah. I got into it just balls deep because Luna Loot was like, oh, this is awesome, like get it right before the max. And then like I didn't really grasp what I was doing. I was literally just following his instructions, and then I was like, so why is this red now? And he's like, oh, you better pay that off quick. I'm like, well, with what? He's like, well, with Luna. I'm like, but I put all my Luna in there. He's like, no, you're supposed to keep some out just in case. Like, it was such a shit show, but I got really well acquainted with it after that, and I started figuring out like how the game works and stuff. It's a pretty cool tool for sure. What I wished we had was something that was like AI driven that could manage that for you. And this was like 6 months ago when I was really messing with it. So there was nothing coming out at that time that I knew of, but you mentioned, was it Nexus? Is that the one that's gonna kind of handle that?
Yeah, managing your borrowing limits on there. So I think there'll be a really good synergy between like Astroport, Mars, Apollo, and Nexus, because you could have, you know, you could take whatever loans through Mars and then leverage yield farm on Apollo, which is built like probably going to be using Astroport for our underneath our vault. So basically swap in there to do the farming, borrowing from Mars, and then you could, you know, farm on Apollo, but then maybe some way of working Nexus in to manage some of those LTVs, so you can like leverage yield farm with some automated like liquidation protection on it, so that you could, you know, if you have additional UST on the side, you can maybe have it automatically repay like or something, or however they want to set it up to repay those loans, so you can continue to farm like at the optimal rate. So yeah, I think that something like that could be pretty cool. Seems like you said, it would automate a lot of that stuff.
It seems pretty easy as long as you, and I mean, obviously not easy from a code standpoint, but easy from like a UI that you just have a pot that you leave some UST in and it just auto balances. Like, am I getting too close? Well, let's pay it down. Am I getting too low? Well, let's borrow some more and kind of keep that going like day to day or hour to hour or whatever the code's set to.
Here's something going off of this Anchor conversation, even synergizing with all the other apps that are coming out that can make it easier to manage the LTVs. The borrowing percentage, the net APR is very, very close to going negative. It's at 3.64 right now. What do you think really happens once that, you know, it crosses that threshold from positive APR and borrowing to negative APR? Do you think people are going to leverage this less?
The singularity.
I think comparable, it's still not a terrible rate. If you're looking at something like, you know, 10% plus to borrow, then you might have people looking for a few other options, maybe something like that. But I think that if you're like just a little bit negative, like that rate's still not terrible. And it's actually good for the overall health of Anchor, I guess. Like, it kind of sucks for us because we were being incentivized to borrow. But once that, though, like, you don't need to be incentivized to borrow and people are still borrowing, that's like a lot more of a sustainable model. So I think that the, like I said, while it sucks for us who, well, it doesn't even suck because we're still getting paid to take out a loan at the end of the day, which is crazy. But I think that it's healthy for the protocol. So it, like, remember back in May, like when there was high, like volatility, all that stuff, like the borrow rate was like 300% because the perceived risk of borrowing was so high that everyone was kind of pulling out. Now there's so much leverage. And then I think once these new protocols open up, they're, a lot of them will actually have borrowing functions in them, like the auto repayment and stuff like that. So I think that rate will be definitely, I don't think we'll ever see it, you know, the 300% APR to take out a loan anymore. But I, like I said, I think it's good for the protocol, bad for the degen sometimes.
I mean, it was nice for the longest time. I remember farming it at 300%, and yeah, anybody I talked to told me I was full of shit and that it wasn't possible. Yeah. It was like a 20% APR bank account. They're like, you're a fucking liar. You fucking trying to scam me out of my money. I'm like, no, like I'm just a degen. And
during May, I had not really had that much of my stack leveraged until obviously once May hit, I put a bunch of my liquid Luna and just jacked up my borrow against it because that was when it was like 330% to borrow. And there was like a 30% premium on the B Luna. Yeah. So I just like took my Luna, swapped it to B Luna, instant 30%. And then I deposited that as collateral and then I could borrow an additional 30% and then was earning the 300% on the back end of that. So, yeah.
Wasn't it cool when people didn't know about the Luna, B Luna ARB?
Yeah, that was a great time in my life during May when there was like I said, the 30% was the biggest one that I ever caught. Like I think I caught like 4 30% swaps at like around $5, which was pretty sick.
And so you have to basically just incentivize early on to get people using it and get all the kinks worked out, right? So once they come out with actual use cases, like, oh, I just legit need a loan, like I have a car payment or, you know, whatever the issue is, I don't need to be incentivized to get it. I just need someone that will loan me that money. And I think once that stuff starts to happen more, then you'll see those percentages kind of even out.
Yeah, because a lot of the times, the most profitable markets are inefficient ones. So at those times, like those inefficiencies allow for profit, and then people coming in to kind of profit off those arbitrages and gaps, like it actually ends up closing the gap because it like basically in a way they're incentivized to like to make that peg kind of get back to one another by buying and swapping it. So it's kind of like, you know, you're incentivized to take those arbitrages because it does, but then eventually, you know, those arbitrages become more efficient and the gap and like those APRs and APYs will get smaller as like more people know about it, more people do it, more people are on the platform. Some of those like smaller arbitrages chances, they'll kind of go away, but then we have new protocols launching. So we'll always have new ones to come, I guess.
That and speaking about like getting it out to more people, we came across this post from the Trust Wallet community showing that they're starting to allow Luna as a token natively in their wallet, which I think is awesome because coming from ETH and BSC shitcoin world, like we live in Trust Wallet and there was never, you know, Luna is a station thing. You'd always have to use a separate wallet. And I feel like a lot of those people don't want to do that. Like they're too caught up in chasing the rugs that they're chasing in the networks that they're in. So being able to add that to a wallet that is already being used by a whole bunch of people that may not necessarily be using Station or the Terra ecosystem to begin with, like hopefully we'll open it up to a whole bunch more money going through it.
Yeah, it's a good sign too. And I know obviously Binance and Trust, I don't remember the exact relationship there, but I know they have like a very close relationship. So I mean, I don't know if it's true or not, but I feel like eventually we could see maybe some Binance listings. If we see it on Trust Wallet, then maybe we'll get it on Binance, but who knows?
So wait, when Binance?
Yeah, when Binance. That's what I'm waiting for, I guess. I feel like it's 2017 all over again.
So, I did try to send my buddy a dick on the Trust wallet, and the dick's there. Like, it's not just a dick lost in space or anything like that. Like, I checked the Terrafinder, and the dick is in the wallet, but there's no way in Trust to connect to nowhere, which is kind of where you have to do the transferring of these things.
Yeah, I think that dick might be lost now, technically.
I know. I'm trying to get the dev on the phone to see if he can code that dick home, but it may be a lost cause until Trust Wallet fixes it.
Yeah. We'd have to be able to connect. Or maybe eventually they'll display the CW721s, but
yeah,
I don't know how that one.
All I need is nowhere to be able to connect to it. But for the time being, I made him just set up station, and then I sent him another dick because, you know, I'm dick rich over here. I choose when people ask me to do work for them, I ask first, are you going to pay me in dicks? Because if not, I'm walking out the door. So I'm pretty dick rich, is safe to say. But yeah, it's kind of cool seeing wallets like this outside of the actual ecosystem starting to adopt and bring these in. So I thought that was kind of neat.
Speaking of wallets, when multi-sig?
I mean, technically the multi-sig is around, but like I said, we were just working through some of the back end stuff, like in terms of how the contracts would be instantiated and like kind of who would be, I guess, like I said, instantiating those contracts, where we didn't want to basically have the ownership of any of those that people were using. So we're just building the front end that will like hook into the CW3, which is like the Cosm Wasm multi-sig contract. So we were talking with Terra about, you know, having them basically kind of host the code ID, so that way people could instantiate, and then that way they control like their backends, and you would just be able to use Apollo to connect to the front end. So if people have the development, you know, skilled, they could technically, I guess, use it right now. It's a rough beta that we use internally. But I know we're trying to get it out as soon as possible. Just, you know, we're going through like different token contract audits and stuff like that. So we're trying to get it out as soon as possible. But I'm hoping within like a month we could have like a beta out that other people could use. So Hopefully within a month. I don't want to go on record saying anything too official, but this is like a water cooler thing, so I'll just say it at this point. Yeah, I think probably within a month would be ideal if we can do it.
Well, you heard it here first on the record.
I heard a month. I heard next to the water cooler it was a month.
I wouldn't take my word for fact, because I'm not the one actually developing, so that's just my guess. Is like being in crypto now full time, I kind of just have guesses I can take. I hope right.
Not financial advice.
Yes. None of it's ever financial advice.
Nero, as the intern's developer for this, can you give us financial advice?
I'm not exactly a developer. I can't code. Shit. Sadly. I can just shit post and just DM like non-intern like 24/7.
Let's hear some intern capital alpha. What's your mission over there? Because I know I'm like kind of part of it, but like I said, I just woke up there, so you're kind of the brain behind it. I just shitpost.
That's juicy. Some alpha being dropped on the pilot episode. I love it.
I mean, currently what we were trying to do was to join the hackathon in Galactic Punks, but we haven't like got the deets over from there, and so we're kind of like still in that weird little line between doing it or not doing it. And that throughout these 12 days or 13 in my end is that like people started coming, we started getting bounties left on Apollo. We got like another bounty just sorted out like this morning in my time. And right now like, this podcast was just another joke. I think Trevor was the one who pinged me on Twitter. Like I just woke up from my day job and then like they were just like make a podcast. I'm like, okay. So
me? So that was me?
Yeah, that was you. I was straight in the toilet using Twitter and then you just like ping me like make a podcast. I've been like, what?
I feel like most of these ideas are born out of drunken poker evenings and then get shit on to us from up tops. I'm just saying, I need to play some cards.
I just I feel like a lot of it comes from it feels like it comes from me or from Kevin or from both. and then the interns, and then the interns go, hey, we can do that. Or what are you talking about? And we're like, you know, you just do it.
Yeah, you know me, I'm down to eight. I just seen a message you guys trying to do this podcast. So I'm like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. And like most, I mean, currently, like what intern cap is, it's basically everything, I would say. Like, if you want to do something with us, like, just hit us up and then just like see if you can do it. Like, we're still kind of broke, but the wallet that I made kind of had like 2K now inside. That's like shit dope. And but it was like what partially funded by me and non-intern there. But yeah. but we've been getting like bounties, which is good. Like, we spread half with the ones who make the bounties complete, and then we keep half of them inside it. And but yeah, multi-sig went.
That's cool. I got a hot $10 bounty with your name on it as soon as you make me a logo.
Yeah, the first bounty, like, I was out drinking beers at Korean barbecue or whatever, and I just was like, yo, let's do a bounty for these podcast notes. Like, and then, like, my dumbass, of course, I put up, like, a 10 Luna bounty for some notes. I'm like, damn, that's probably the most anyone's ever gotten paid to take notes before.
Dead. That's awesome.
Well, what did you have to take notes on?
It was we did, like, an Apollo DAO AMA on Twitter Spaces, and some of the people couldn't make it, so I just put out, like, an intern bounty. I'm like, oh, for some people couldn't make it, if someone does notes on this, I'll give intern capital 10 Luna, and then half of it will go to the intern that did it. So it's kind of a way of sourcing through, like, you know, like, intern capital, I guess, can be some sort of almost like job posts, hackathon stuff, like ways to get involved. So it's like an easy access, like easy entry to like working, even if it's a little tiny project to like a bigger project. It's a way for them to come in. And then since we raise funds through this mechanism too, and you know, we basically hold Luna for the most part. Eventually, the goal is to kind of grow the fund, like bootstrap it through interning. So literally just from zero to, we started at zero, and we're going to just try and bootstrap the whole thing as interns and see how far we can go with it. So it's kind of a, you know, kind of like a fun project to see if we can just go from nothing to something and help out a bunch of the people that participated. So any of the other interns, whether they're actually interns or not, they can kind of get good advice from, like, you know, we have people like Trevor, Luna Loot, you, like me. We have like a bunch of kind of people that are willing to help these people out too. So it's kind of building like a little bit of a community for people that are trying to get started.
That's awesome. I like it. It's like you have a list of things to do that you don't want to be bothered doing. Well, give them here and we'll do them. No problem. Yeah.
Dude, we'll need to get an office building on Terra World.
Yo, yeah, we need to get one.
Have a job board and post to-dos. Anybody can walk in and claim.
Yeah, I mean, they're already kind of doing that outside of Terror World before. That's a thing with, like, Flipside with our friend GJ over there. I'm still not convinced that there's other people that work at Flipside. I'm pretty sure it's just him.
Hey, I met one at TFI Alpha. Brian, he does, like, I think he just does bounties for Flipside, but he did a lot of the GP analytics and a lot of the random earth analytics.
Did he though, or was he just there because he filled out a bounty for somebody to be there pretending to be a worker?
Ooh.
That's deep.
He had a shirt on.
PsyOps.
That's right. How deep does this rabbit hole go?
PsyOps. Let's hear from you. Was that PsyOps?
All PsyOps.
I used to run PsyOps, and then somebody said, I didn't know your name said PsyOps. I thought it said PsyOps. So now I just run PsyOps, which is pretty much the same thing as PsyOps. It's just cat herding in clever ways.
Yeah, I'm actually the chief PsyOps officer of intern capital.
Nice. I'm going to be the chief science officer of PsyOps intern for intern capital. I like it.
And I think a lot of times too, like a lot of the interns, like there's tons of like firms and funds and stuff that you get involved with, but not all of them. I feel like sometimes they might unknowingly kind of take advantage of some of these younger people, like just,
oh yeah,
you know, they could be bringing a lot of value to you, and you're paying them bare minimum to not paying them. So this is kind of like, not like a, it's not like an actual like revolution. It's just kind of like making a little bit of a change on how, like, you know, earlier that our interns are treated, just because, you know, they're bringing so much value. And a lot of times they don't really get any of that, like, return on the value that they're bringing to a lot of these people. So I think this is a good way where we're just sharing everything right back with them instead of, you know, like them getting a tiny cut of like the work that they're doing. So kind of just a way to cut out some of the middlemen for interning. So it's like a decentralized intern, I guess you could say, almost.
It's like an intern union.
Yeah, basically like an intern union. So that way, you know, my intern brothers don't get and sisters don't get the shaft at all. So like, I know some of the times the interns get shafted a little bit.
Yeah, you ain't interning hard if you're not getting shat on.
Yeah, exactly. So
I like it though. I like the idea of like having a group of like the best, most skillful interns, and people come to you because, you know, I got my own interns, but they're whatever. Your interns though. Your interns are the shit, and that's what I want.
It's called the Terra blockchain.
Hell yeah. Found this interesting post on Medium on 305 Capital. I was kind of curious what you guys thought about the B assets staking and stuff. They were kind of talking about different proposals that Anchor's working on to allow for UST loans against different B assets like Sol, BNB, BMatic, BAtom, that sort of thing. Do you think this is a good idea? We want more assets that we can use as collateral on there?
I think it really depends, right? The main thing when we do any B asset is that you're going to be able to borrow against it, right? And you also want a stable APR on the proof of stake asset, so it stabilizes you know, the yield that it gets, you know, that gets generated, right? So as long as that's fine, as long as it's stable and the APR is high enough, you know, it just makes a more robust system for us.
Is that saying they need to bring their own stable or have just access to one like UST?
Maybe I missed the first part of the question because I was distracted by dicks. I just got sent. I got sent two one of one dicks, and one of them looks like it's Dragon Ball Z with Dragon Ball Z hair, and one's a gimp dick.
Whoa, I don't know. Did they release the GIMP? I'm so jealous.
I have it. I'll drop it in the chat. Sorry, can you actually re-ask the question because I'm an asshole and got distracted?
Oh, no, you just mentioned about these collaterals needing like a good stable. And I was just curious because I don't still fully understand how Anchor works. But do we need chains like Sol or BNB to bring with them their own stable to use? Or are they able to use UST?
So the when you're bonding it in Anchor and borrowing against it, you're able to do that because of the, basically Anchor is capturing the yield that's generated from the proof of stake asset by staking it, right? So that's how they're able to offer the competitive APRs that they are, including a positive borrowing percentage and the 20% from you know, for the savings account, right? So that money is coming from somewhere. It's capturing I think it captures the airdrops in addition to all the other yield that comes with transactions, if I'm not mistaken. And that's used in order to bolster the APR, stabilize the APR on the rest of the platform. So nothing about stables. When I was saying stable, I was talking about the yield that gets generated. It can't be flying up or down. You can't use Bitcoin if it's not yield bearing, right? That's why we use proof of stake.
Okay, that makes way more sense. Yeah.
Yeah, it's basically, it's like kind of like liquid staking almost, in a pretty much kind of a good way to explain it. So normally, like, you know, if you stake Luna, it's 21 days, you get all the airdrops. But with Anchor, you're giving up your rewards in return for having that liquid asset that you can borrow against. So basically, you're giving your proof of stake yield to the Anchor reserve. And in return, you get basically liquidity to borrow against. So it's each asset that goes in there in terms of BSOL, BAtom, every single one that gets added would most likely bring in more collateral and more TVL to Anchor. and it would allow for like more assets to come on. So personally, most of my holdings, like I usually always start with accumulating like the layer ones. So mostly the proof of stake assets, and then obviously there's a few that are proof of work still. But so that it makes a lot of sense to me to bring in those other assets, because if I have, you know, Solana just staked there or whatever there is, like I can bring that over to Terra, and then my position can be more liquid because I can borrow against and then use that to do whatever I want. So I think it's definitely good to bring more assets over that can, because you're going to be just earning more yield for the anchor reserve that way as well.
100%.
That's cool.
For the bonded ETH, don't you have to stake that ETH first on the Lido Finance, and then you take that staked ETH and you can bond it?
Correct.
Yeah, or you can swap for it on Terra natively as well. Like on Terra Swap, you can just go UST to BE.
Oh, okay.
So I think there is some liquidity on Terra Swap for it. So that makes it a lot easier than having to do it yourself and paying the gas fees and all that. So yeah, the yield for... The reason that you can have BETH is that BETH is wrapped staked ETH. So it's first it's staked, then it's wrapped, then it's deposited into Anchor and then borrowed against. So it is still technically staked ETH.
And then some of the other things they point out in the article here, trying to make Anchor, I guess, better, make it stronger, more sturdy. They think about reducing the ANC borrower incentives as well as the ANC LP incentives. They think about deploying a self-rebalancing feature on Anchor that allows borrowers idle, non-collateralized assets to be used to repay their loans at predetermined thresholds, which I guess that kind of sounds like what we were talking about with Nexus in a way, just being able to monitor that live and make adjustments accordingly. And then the last thing they mentioned is to increase the maximum borrowing LTV and liquidation LTV to 60% and 75% respectively. So I know a lot of this stuff's kind of over my head for how much I've dabbled in Anchor, but I thought interesting article. And once we get the website up, we'll put a link to it, and you can find it on Medium over on 305 Capital.
That sounds like something Poppy wrote.
Maybe. Is Poppy 305 Capital?
Who knows who the hell Poppy is? I've met him in person. Interns met him in person. We don't know who Poppy is.
Nice.
Yeah. I do know Poppy's a very smart person. That's one thing I do know.
Yeah. yep.
So there's a bunch of, and we kind of mentioned this a little bit before, but there's a whole lot of NFTs coming out on Terra, and I was kind of curious from your guys' point of view which ones you're into. I see a lot of Galactic Punks in the avatars here. Are you all in on the GPs, or are there other projects? I don't see any dicks in the chat, which I'm a little disappointed about, but maybe I'll change that.
Check the channel and you'll see.
Yeah, I just got those too. Personally, I got the GPs because they had the Apollo suit, and I was just like, I kind of like another thing, I was kind of messing around memeing. So I got like a couple of Apollo ones and just started like making a bunch of memes out of it. So that one's pretty cool. I met them. Lunables, they're pretty cool. I've talked to that team. And definitely, like, I like to try to, if something comes out that has like any Apollo theme to it or a way to work with Apollo, like I'm always trying to push the limits of like working with other projects and like seeing if you can bring use cases to things and stuff like that. So I definitely like stuff like the projects that have that kind of mindset of like, all right, we just launched, you know, now let's create a community, let's create more use cases, more stuff. So those two I definitely like. And then obviously, yeah, you know, Bag of Dicks. I don't technically own one, but we did raffle for the interns. So we did raise money with Nick for some of these interns, which might get me in trouble with HR for saying some stuff like that. But
as head of HR's intern division, I can go ahead and bless the dicks, and that will be fine.
So now they're holy dicks.
That's right. They're holy dicks.
Immune from HR.
They have +5 HR immunity.
Here's your alpha. You ready?
Is it dick related?
No, it's even better. It's Terrans related.
I don't know what those are.
No? All right. Well, Terrans is one of the most anticipated NFT projects that is going to launch on Terra. Maybe the most I would stay tuned. I would pay attention a lot on Monday.
So it's like a mix of Crunks and Galactic Punks and Dicks.
Yeah, minus the Crunks that are just god awful. Go, if you're listening to this, go look at their roadmap and just try not bring a bucket because you're gonna vomit because it's trash. But the
Trevor's mad because they copy pasted his roadmap from his upcoming NFT money grab. I feel you. I feel
right,
you.
That's right. I thought it's original. Get out. in all seriousness, the Terrans are coming on this week, so pay attention. They're not doing a whitelist.
Thank
God. So whenever
they're
there, just know you need to go to their Discord. They're sourcing the, they're pulling the community. Basically, you can earn a spot to mint by helping them build the lore. So I think there's 500 spots or so. You'll see a Medium article about it, and the artwork, you've seen it. You might see might have seen Chauncey's or Remini's. It's some of the coolest freaking art that we've seen on Terra, maybe the coolest. So take a look, highly anticipated, and get engaged. Just like at Interim Capital, you can do bounties. I'd consider this a really, really highly valuable bounty, and to get in on a really cool project.
I was going to say, can I just make a bounty to make the intern go and do the whitelist for me and then just send me my fucking NFT?
It better be
a year for me.
That's all.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing for him.
It'd have to be a really creative intern. It takes, I think it's we're limiting it to like 500 words with options to go further if it's any good.
The best intros are the ones, you know, you don't have to even tell them what to do. They just kind of just do stuff all the time. Those are my favorite interns. Like that, the action-packed interns, the ones that are just trying to do something all the time.
I call them loose cannons.
So if I just like...
Maybe I should have the loose cannons.
If I just go back into old StarCraft lore and I just copy-paste 500 words, am I going to win an NFT?
Everybody probably played competitive ladder StarCraft. We'll get you.
Okay.
We'll get you.
Are you on the project team, or is this just one you're excited about, Trevor?
I'm involved.
Okay.
That sounds like Alpha.
Yeah. Alpha. I just want to make sure we're like transparent about projects we're mentioning and stuff. Like I'm on the Dick team, so you know me.
I don't think it's not. We're not launching this podcast until Monday, right? Monday or Tuesday.
As soon as I make the website, I might finish it tonight with all this juicy alpha. We'll see.
Well, don't air this. Don't air this before Monday.
Okay.
Or late Sunday.
Air it Saturday.
Saturday at noon. Check. No.
You guys have the alpha, right? So just
I mean, okay, yeah. I guess I'll disclose that I have any Apollo Alpha is not financial advice. So that'll be my disclaimer for all future episodes of everything.
I'll throw mine out. any Dick Alpha is also not financial advice. It's the only team I'm on.
We've
all disclosed all of our inner holdings.
Yeah, but I mean, we're not like releasing our own NFTs. I meant like the only NFT team I'm on.
How do I get some of that war chest money? Is what I want to know.
You got to buy dicks, baby.
Just stake it to make it. I think we'll have a token launch coming up soon. TM.
As long as you don't do it on Pylon, I'm fine.
Believe it'll be on TerraSwap.
Pylon.
Are we bullish or bearish on Pylon here?
I'm in the middle on Pylon. I've had so much staked with them, and I'm glad we're talking about this. I've had so much staked with them for since the launch, and they've really dropped the ball every single time that they've had the ball. Whether it's adding a zero, come on.
I remember that.
Let's proof our work, right? The swap. They've had other issues with like the bots getting in, I think, or whoever it is that audits what they're doing from like a public perspective, mentioned that they were sending errors in their contracts to Pylon, and they never heard back from them.
Oof!
And they went along with launches anyways. So there was a big thread on that on Twitter, and it I mean, that doesn't rub me the right way. I know they're a good team. I like who they have over there, but transparency and communication, they need to pick the ball back up and get back on ball on the horse.
So am I safe in my Apollo staking on that pylon thing to get Apollo tokens, or should I bail that right now? What? Give me some financial advice.
It's not that it's not safe. It's just that they need to do a little bit better.
Yeah, I feel you. I was in the chat when that TWD when that launch got scrubbed, and like people were like, yep, I staked all this for this, yep, and like people were so entitled about what they were, yep, demanding. Well, I was just like, price, oh man.
They set the threshold at like 10,000 pylon, and everybody bought it, and the price pumped, and then they fucked it up, and then it crashed the entire Terra blockchain came to a halt. And then
I was buying mine that day instead of buying it before that. So I bought it, that it whipped down to like 13 cents. I was like, oh, this was a good time to get
it. Yeah. I mean, I had it at, it was at like 6 or 7 cents away. We all had it around there.
I think I think it's just the governance staking model could use maybe a little revamp. Cause, most of my stuff is staked or borrowed against. So I have mainly just Luna and BE, but with mine, like I haven't been governance staking myself the whole time, but it was just tough for me to like lock my money up there because I just felt like, you know, at the time it was the highest APR farm for a little while. So it was like, now there's other farms that have, you know, high degen whatever yield. So I think that now that advantage they had of being that high yield pool has kind of worn off. So I think that they need to now focus on really rewarding their governance stakers, because it's almost like all the governance stakers were pissed off. They staked for the long time and they didn't get anything. And I think they should put in like some sort of like X mine, where you deposit mine into governance, and then your allocation power grows over time based on how long you were staked. So that, like, you know, you'd have to be staked for X amount of time to continue to grow that power, as opposed to coming in and then selling right after. Like, you wouldn't be able to accumulate as much because the X mine allows you to lock it up for longer and get higher rewards.
Right. I mean, that's why they could do penalties on exiting early, stuff like that. There's a lot that they can do, but I think the most important thing is they need to improve their communication, because they just don't do it.
But the pylon pools are great. That's one thing I do really love.
100%.
I'm just really trying to pool.
Hey, when VKR vault?
I mean, we're not gonna do any vaults until we get our token audit contracted, and so we probably won't do any new vaults until after the community farming ends. So obviously, it would be great to start to do that, but I don't want to add new vaults in at the end, because then, you know, if you're farming more rewards, as well as like our dev team is pretty like, you know, backed up with just doing token, getting the token launch, stuff like that. So I think after token launch is when we'll start adding more vault. I know we're definitely very interested in a Nexus vault. It is definitely one that I'd be pretty keen on getting up there as well too.
You heard it here first.
Yeah. So token, like I said, the community farming event is projected to end in the first couple, like the first week of November. And then the token genesis would be, you know, shortly thereafter once everything's audited and whatnot and all that stuff's going. But yeah, definitely we're getting there within the next couple of weeks to kind of have the TGE. So then after that, we'll probably get a lot of the more vaults on.
Damn, I'm jelly you guys got in at 8. Here I am buying in pylon at like 16 cents and watching it bounce between 15 and 20. That's a good time.
It should go up. Like, it's a good project. They just need to get their shit in order and stop screwing.
Yeah.
It's not that they're screwing the holders. It's just they've promised that it would work, and they've failed like 3 or 4 times, or maybe 3 times.
Yeah, that, and like when you're in this space, like a lot of people have, I guess they call it like rug pull PTSD or Pajit PTSD. They have this PTSD about them from getting scammed so much that the second a dev or a group doesn't do something that they said they will, they're gone. Like, they're so skittish about it. It's crazy to watch.
it's not about doing something wrong. We understand mistakes happen. It's how you address it.
Right. Yeah.
Right. So if they
damage control,
let's say they screwed up, they added too many zeros, but that happens, right? Instead of just saying, oh no, we screwed up, why didn't they just give everybody if they gave everybody 100 pylon, doesn't matter how much pylon you had, if they just gave people 100 pylon as a sorry, we effed up, plus the fees back, everyone would have been kind of annoyed, but they would have been they're not just I'm not back where I started, including minus the fees that I spent.
Yeah, that's kind of a dangerous precedent to set, though. I feel like I don't know. I've seen a lot of failures in BSC and stuff, and I definitely don't see people getting money back when shit happens. It just seems like a real dangerous precedent to set.
Anything though, just give it.
I think that with the mind too. I think that I was a big fan of the team and all that, and I use the pools, but I think that just from based on what I see is that the community would like to just see a little bit more, I guess, kind of more updates, from, I guess, more communication.
More
from
transparency
them.
And communication, yeah. For sure.
There it is.
I think the community is kind of craving a little more, a little bit more communication from them, and maybe that's the way that they can kind of solve this is by going through those shitty conversations, I guess, of addressing the community's problems, and sometimes that's the most valuable feedback you can get is the people that are quote unquote complaining. Usually they're the ones that are giving you the best advice.
Yeah. I should go ahead.
We all want Pylon to succeed. Bash Pylon. We love Pylon, but let's get it working. If you're having problems with community engagement, we know people that can do this. We got people in this room that can fix this problem for you overnight. We can fix it for you.
I was going to say, just have them go set up a bounty that they need a podcaster, and I'll come hook it up. I'll communicate all day for y'all.
It's not hard, but communication is
it's super important.
That's the thing is, like you said, they could be, you just don't know. They could be up to all this great stuff and just haven't communicated it that great. And then there's that disconnect where the community is mad, but it's really just an information kind of gap that's going on. So, and I think that can kind of have that where people start to just get frustrated, I guess, which is understandable. I've been on both sides, one of the founding members in a DAO, but I've also been the person on Telegram that got screwed before. So I've been on both sides of all of it. So I understand the frustrations and then I understand how hard it is to be a builder. So I think that just that communication a lot of times can help smooth that gap out between, community member, user, and builder. I think it goes a long way.
100%. Finn, go get him. Yeah.
I think with that, with this experience we have, let's work, yo. We can make this happen. We have the technology.
Intern project number one, Pylon.
Fix Pylon's communication.
Easy.
Hell yeah. All right. We're getting kind of towards the end of the show here. I was just curious for each of you. We'll just kind of go down the line. If you each had 100 Luna, what's your play right now with it?
100 Luna? Probably either be Luna liquidity, provide that liquidity, and then probably use that to farm Astroport or swap that migration over. So I'd probably go be Luna and then deposit that into Astroport to get Astro.
Nice.
I know it's a decent answer, but
I would pay back my thing that's about to get liquidated. Trevor?
Oh, I'd probably make a deal with Poppy and tell him do whatever you need to do with it. I want half of whatever you earn.
Nice.
Maybe even 25% of it.
Give it the interest.
Yeah. And you know what? I take that back. I'd give it to the interns and let them pay themselves. They probably haven't eaten in a month.
There's Scoopy Triples made self-repaying loans, and intern made self-repaying interns. So
that's awesome.
New financial primitive.
Trevor's DMs blowing up right now with Luna wallet addresses of interns that are all starving.
And send them dick. I need to see show us your rib cage and how starving you are. And we'll allocate it based on that. And then we'll yell at intern for not paying you.
We could probably set up an AI like facial recognition, but it would be like hunger recognition where it like looks at how distended your stomach is and then pays you accordingly. That's interesting.
Speaking of that, 100 Luna bounty degen recognition based on your face.
All in. Max, what are you doing with 100 Luna?
I'd probably switch to V-Luna, borrow against until Prism comes out.
Okay. Oh, yeah. We didn't even get into Prism this episode. That's a whole nother thing.
Next podcast, we gotta talk about Prism and Abracadabra and Anchor, the collaboration.
Yeah, I'm all in on them. I love the magic internet money, too.
Hell yeah. Wait until there's yield-bearing NFTs and you're splitting that shit in half. Woo.
I like the sound of that. I'm getting rewards on some NFTs right now, but man, that sounds even next level. Nero, what are you doing with 100 Luna?
Swap it to B Luna and borrow it, and probably ape into some walls in Apollo. Okay. And that'll be what I'll be doing.
Don't try and suck up. Just
you have to say that, though.
Don't try and suck up.
I want to get more Apollo tokens, please.
Well, if I had 100 Luna, I'd flip it, half of it into UST, and then I'd save that for fees, and then I'd take the other half, and I'd just go on a dick buying spree.
What kind of fees are you paying to pay?
I bid on a lot of dicks, all right? Don't judge me.
I use my KRT. So what I do is I stake Luna, and then I just take all my KRT staking fees, and I use that to pay all my fees.
What? You guys need to set up my portfolio better. Luna Loot got me all fucked up, man.
Dude, he's like one of the big brains.
Nah, he gave me enough. Luna Loot's dope. Like, he's one of my favorite people where we're from together. But he gives me enough info to, like, really hang myself. And then I'm like, why did you? Oh, you should have done it this way and this way. It's like, bro, you didn't tell me that. Like, I appreciate the shit out of him, though, for sure.
Yeah, nah, he's the man.
Especially if he trades an NFT for a Tesla. He will go down in history.
He joked about that shit. Trading three, somebody offered him like 17.5K for three of his loots. And I remember him talking about that in fucking New York. And that was a joke. And he passed on it. And we laughed about it. And then the idea of Tesla came up.
Yeah.
Like, he traded for a Tesla. And then like 2 weeks later, he trades a Tesla.
My man, like, manifests that stuff. It's crazy.
And then I heard the guy who he traded it to was even trying to trade it up from there. So I'm waiting for the story on that. That's
damn.
Jesus.
It's all about the Apollo punks. Those are the ones. I got like three of them.
That's awesome. Hell yeah. All right. Well, hey, good episode, man. Thanks for like joining us and doing this with us. And a shout out to Luna Loot for helping make all of this kind of happen here. And we'll get more of a standardized kind of show rundown as we get more in the flow of doing these podcasts and stuff. Once the site's up, like I mentioned, you'll be able to find that on terraspaces.org. That'll kind of be the platform where all of these other shows will live. And if you have a project or want us to chat about your project with you on the Terra blockchain, definitely reach out. We'll have a form on the website once that's all set up that you can just fill out real quick, and then we'll look at it and say this is shit or this is good, and then we'll contract an intern to get a hold of you. Very exciting stuff moving forward. So I'm Finn, intern Max, Nero, Trevor, and everybody out there listening, thanks a lot, and we'll catch you all next time.